Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To the glory days at the stick. From who's got it better than us to brick by brick. It's always the 49ers way, from off season to game day. Yeah, we talk back. It's the 49ers cutback.
It's 49ers Cutback Podcast time. Welcome to the show, everyone. I want to talk about the Deebo effect. Deebo Samuel has been a big part of the conversation this week. Would he play? Would he not play? That was the question. Well, now we know Deebo is going to play. And what is the effect that Deebo plays on the offense? I think this has got a lot of people thinking and talking about just what exactly is the Deebo effect. 49ers often win more times than they lose, because Deebo is that effective. 49ers are a very good football team with Deebo Samuel in the lineup. Without him, they're under 500. It's just how it is. The 49ers are not as good without Deebo Samuel on the field. And the reason is Deebo can do so much for this football team. Deebo is one of those rare tools in the league that you can use in a variety of different ways to be able to get him in the best situations, not just to help himself, but to help the team as well. Deebo Samuel can do it with the ball in his hands. He can do it without the ball in his hands. And his effect goes through every single ounce of the team. Every one of those players are affected by Deebo Samuel's abilities on the field. And Kyle Shanahan is the perfect coach to coach him. He knows exactly what Deebo's strengths and weaknesses are, and he often puts him in such great situations where Deebo can make big plays for the 49ers football team. When the 49ers absolutely need a play, that's when Deebo comes alive. You think about one of the biggest games of the year heading into Philadelphia, the rematch. It was Deebo Samuel who put the game on his back and absolutely took over. He was excited for that opportunity, and now he's excited again because the Detroit Lions are coming to town for the NFC Championship game. This means Deebo is going to have to go out there and have a huge game. The 49ers want to progress to the Super Bowl. But we know that the 49ers know how to use Deebo, and they know how to get him in the right situations to be successful. So in this episode, I'm going to go through some of those situations, the exact Deebo effect. I'll show some video for those of you on YouTube. Audio, I'll go through and make sure I continually talk about what I'm looking at. But I just want everyone to kind of grasp how much Deebo means to this football team, because it's very important, and if you understand Deebo's effect, then you understand what Kyle's trying to do on offense and how that kind of permeates through the rest of the football team. This is going to be a fun episode. Hope you guys will stick with me through the whole thing, and if you think that you like this video and you haven't subscribed yet, I hope you'll think I earned your subscription, and please subscribe to the channel. Almost to 5K, getting really close. If you're listening on audio platform, 49ers Cutback on Believe, please give it a 5-star rating, and if you're going to bet, especially this weekend on the championship games, bet with Bet Online. It's playoff time, and the road to Vegas goes through San Francisco and Baltimore. Bet Online is your number one source for playoff football odds, stats, trends, and lines. With everything from point spreads to hundreds of player performance props, head to Bet Online today to stay up to date on all the action. Bet Online, the game starts here. So, Deebo Samuel's effect. And what does that mean for the 49ers? Well, I think first off, we got to go over what it means to have Deebo on the field and what it means to not. So Deebo Samuel on the field, the 49ers have 7.1 yards per play. When he's not on the field, 5.6. That alone is an effect, right? They average more a yard more per play when Deebo's out there than when he's not. And we often have people that question, is Deebo worth all the money that they're paying him? This illustrates, yes, he is worth that money. Deebo Samuel has been a huge impactful player to the 49ers, and now these numbers are really illustrating it. Look at the yards per rush with Deebo on the field, 5.6. Without it, 3.6. You know what's interesting? You know what Christian McCaffrey's yards per carry were in the playoff game against the Packers, minus that big, huge touchdown run, the long one that he had? 3.6 yards per carry. You know who wasn't on the field? Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel's effect on how he influences defenders is felt in every aspect, including the running game. He's so important. And look at the QBR. With Deebo Samuel, a 74. Without him, it's a 65. So Deebo Samuel has a huge effect on the San Francisco 49ers run game. He has a huge effect on the 49ers passing game. And he makes a huge effect when the ball is in his hands. The first thing that he really has an impact in is just getting defensive players' eyes on him. When defensive players are focused on him, maybe they're not focused on somebody else. Maybe they're missing an assignment. But really what he does so much is get movement. When Deebo moves across the formation, people watch. People move. They have to adjust. If not, Deebo can make a big play. So every time Deebo goes in motion, he has an effect on this football team. And Kyle Shanahan motions him in a variety of different ways. He might motion him across the formation. He might exit motion him towards the sideline. He might motion him around in an orbit motion. He might send him on a jet sweep motion. There are so many different ways that he can use Deebo in motion, and they all get a different response from a defense. Does the defense widen out? Does he create separation by going exit motion to the sideline? Every single one of these is a cause and effect. And Kyle Shanahan knows if I can move Deebo, I potentially can move somebody out of their spot. I can potentially create an extra lane in the run game or the passing game where we can be successful. So using motion as a consistent avenue is good. Yes, it can help you with extra blockers on one side, but it can also just get defenders to move horizontally. With the amount the 49ers throw the football over the middle of the field, getting someone to move horizontally 1 yard could be the difference between somebody being in a passing lane that Brock Purdy's trying to throw in and somebody moved out of the way so you can sneak a ball in there for a nice completion. 49ers can use other guys in motion, and they will have some effect. But nobody on this team gets players moving like Deebo Samuel. This first clip I'm going to show, it just shows the effect of him in the run game. Now, this is from the playoff, and you'll see Deebo motion across the formation, and then he's going to motion back, and multiple players move, and the edge defender stays outside. So even though this doesn't go for a big touchdown, what it does is illustrate that he can get guys moving and create extra run lanes for McCaffrey. When you look at the end zone cam, you can see they move across with Deebo. Linebackers change because of strength. Now they move again, and it creates the extra lane and the blocking angles that the linemen need to be able to get Christian McCaffrey an extra little bit of hole. That's the kind of dynamics that he offers when he is in effect motioning in the run game. That's huge. Now, we already know Deebo Samuel can also line up in the backfield, get the ball, and have an effect in the running game. In 2021, that was probably when he was his most effective. He was just taking over football games, whether he was in the backfield or catching the football. But since Christian McCaffrey has come, the 49ers don't have to use him as much in that avenue. Now, they can. They can definitely use him in that category, and he can still have a run game effect for the 49ers. So motion effect in the run game there. Him getting the football in the run game there. And one of the ways he gets the ball in the run game that is very important for the 49ers because it affects the backside of the defense is in the reverse game. The reverse effect for Deebo Samuel is huge. You see him coming around the formation, around Hassan Reddick, and getting a block from George Kittle, but into the end zone. Now you have to focus on not just stopping Christian McCaffrey and not just locating where Deebo Samuel is, but as you're attacking, you see all the motion going the other way on with Christian McCaffrey, your backside help can't come help. They can't go get on Christian McCaffrey when he's setting up for the cutback because here comes Deebo back the other way for a huge touchdown run. That is an effect. That affects backside defenders. If backside defenders can collapse, like Hassan Reddick was trying to do there, he has the opportunity, number one, if you run a play action, get after the quarterback, or number two, be able to go down the line of scrimmage, the heels of the offensive line, and get a play on McCaffrey. He's a speed guy, right? Well, what do you got coming in with Detroit? Aiden Hutchinson, those guys can do it as well. So staying home, the 49ers throwing the effect of Debo coming around on the reverse makes you a little bit more nervous about free going and attacking down the line of scrimmage. First time you do, Debo can hit you with a whole shot touchdown in the reverse game. So that affects the backside of the defense. Just making them stay home could create an extra crease for Christian McCaffrey in the run game. They don't stay home. Kyle Shanahan's going to absolutely dial something up to Debo where he walks into the end zone for a touchdown. The Debo effect on the running game is huge. He can help you with the ball in his hands in reverses, with the ball in his hands in the backfield, jet sweeps, or without in motion. Just the thought of Debo getting the football can scare the living daylights out of people. So what do you want to do on every single play? You want people to not understand what you're doing, so they freeze. Imagine having those backside guys freeze just because of Debo Samuel being on the opposite side of the field and the opportunity for him to be able to run a reverse. It's very difficult to be able to handle. And the reverse effect is great. The motion effect in the run game is good. But he also, when he motions, has an effect in the passing game. You can see it here. Look at him go in motion and come around with a play action look. And they're able to get the ball to Brandon Ayuk. So Debo right here, the thought of him running the football and being able to run a play action is huge. This is something you definitely want to hit. And you can see they execute it really well. They get the ball to Brandon Ayuk. And this is highly, highly effective. And that's exactly what you're trying to do. You're trying to hit these big-time throws that can make things happen. And that's what he affords you, the opportunity to do that. He affords you the opportunity to be able to run play action fake to him, move several defenders, and get the ball to Debo in a big way. That's exactly what Kyle Shanahan dials up. Here's another effect of him, the emotion effect as far as play action in the passing game. It's absolutely huge to the success of the 49ers and to Debo Samuel. Debo's effect can be in several areas. The effects don't just extend to play action for him or in the run game, but also in the passing game as well. And this is still without him even having the ball in his hands. That's just one of the crazy things about Debo Samuel. Is there so many different ways for him to affect the game, whether that is motion, whether that is him with the ball in his hands. And here's a perfect example of a simple motion play that's going to get the attention and move linebackers and free something up for his teammates. That's right. Just his motion can help. You see him going across the formation. Now he's going to head back. Little play action look. You see George Kittle come back across, and he's wide open. That linebacker moved. You can really tell in the next look how much this affected, how much 53, the linebacker, moves to the right as he's following Debo Samuel around. When he does that, he vacates his zone and leaves the open area for George Kittle to be able to get a big catch and a huge first down for the 49ers. So that's the effect of Debo, right? He's having plays so far in the run game. He's having plays in motion to help, you know, get tight ends open, get wide receivers open with Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle. Huge effects on the game, and he didn't even touch the football. That's when you know you have a superstar. When they affect the game, when the ball's not even in their hands. Yes, everyone wants to be that guy that has the ball in their hands and affects the game. But play callers, offensive coordinators, they know that the real effect comes from guys who can affect the game in every aspect, whether the ball is in their hands or it's not. And Debo Samuel is one of those guys. His effect is huge to this 49ers football team's success and a reason why they have an opportunity to win every single game they're in. When he's in the lineup throughout his career, the 49ers average over 27 points per game. They're a dynamic offense with him on the field. So the effects of Debo Samuel are wide-ranging. We're not even done.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With what Debo does, because Debo does even more. Now we're going to get into some of the effect he has with the ball in his hands. And one of the first ones that really sticks out to me is what he can do as an outlet receiver. See him going in motion behind Brock Purdy, and they're just going to run a simple throw out to him with Juwan Jennings leading, and it turns into an 8-9 yard gain. These types of plays are, you're looking for something else, but Debo going in motion can sometimes get the initial reaction and then be ignored. And you just get the ball out to him and you score a touchdown potentially, or in this case, 8 or 9 yards. We've seen him have a touchdown earlier on in the season where they just ignore him. He acts like he's going in motion slow, ends up on the other side, walks into the end zone. The effects of him in the passing game as an outlet receiver are huge, because you can leave Debo there and know if I get the ball out to him, I'm getting 4 or 5 yards. What a luxury for Brock Purdy. I'm looking, I'm going through my progression, nothing's there. I'm going to get it out to Debo. I'm going to let Debo create in the open space. And he can. Consistently, he can make things happen. He can make you miss. He can run you over. He fights for tough yards. Nothing is out of bounds or off limits when it comes to Debo's effectiveness in being able to help the football team in a variety of ways. So outlet is one of the first things you can do. Oh, everything's covered. Let's go to Debo as an outlet. And that's huge, because now we've just went through a variety of different things that he's doing as far as affecting the game with motion. He's affected in the run game. He affected in play action. He got the ball in a reverse. He's helped to, you know, move guys around in the passing game. He's moved play action. There's so much that he can do, and he's not even done, because one of the hardest things to do in this league is convert on third and long. Third and 15, you know, third and 10 plus, those are not high percentage opportunities for the offense. Now, the 49ers are one of the best offenses in the league on third down, converting over 48%. Elite level ability right there for the 49ers. A big reason why is Debo. One of the things that you want to do is have a high percentage throw that's going to be able to produce a potential first down. These teams want to play soft. They want to play the sticks. They want to make sure you throw it underneath, rally, and make tackles. But when you have Debo, you can run screen passes just like this against the Giants. It's third and 15 plus, and Debo Samuel's out wide. And you've got to make sure you get the opportunity to get a first down. You get him the ball in space. You get good blocking. And next thing you know, you have an explosive. Not only did you get the first down, but you got past midfield. And there's not a lot of players in this league that can do all the things Debo does, but imagine the pressure that this takes off Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan, and the rest of the offense, where getting the ball out to Debo in open space could create an opportunity for you to be able to convert on third down without having to go down the field and making tough throws vertically. What a luxury for the 49ers. We're illustrating the effects that Debo Samuel has on this offense. And so far, wide-ranging. He could just do it all. And there have been elements to Debo Samuel's game that people have questioned over the years about his speed, about his ability to consistently give effort, about his blocking. And I think he answers a lot of those. But just the early-on effects of what he's been able to do in this season alone has been wide-ranging. Debo Samuel just has an effect. And that means you're never out of the opportunity to potentially get a first down. Third and 20, third and 25, those might not look good, right? Most teams screen draw. Well, when you run a screen to Debo Samuel, not only is there an opportunity, he gets a first down, there's an opportunity for him to house call. Everyone remembers the big Philadelphia game this year. They hit him on a screen, and he absolutely took it to the house and put that game on ice. That's exactly the effect that Debo Samuel has on football games. He's a playmaker. If any player in this 49ers team is a playmaker who has the ability to take anything to the house at any time, it's Debo. Lately, Christian McCaffrey's been that guy. George Kittle's been that guy for a long time. Three guys that could take the ball to the house at any time they touch it. That's part of the Debo effect, that threat of him over the middle. Everyone remembers Jimmy Garoppolo, quick screen, terrible pass, Debo comes down with it, jukes two guys, runs over Jalen Ramsey and into the end zone. How good is that, that you could take a short pass to the house at any moment? That's the effect of Debo Samuel. But Debo's been adding things to his repertoire. And with Brock Purdy came opportunities for things we haven't really seen from Debo a lot. And one of those things is a back shoulder throw. Here's a back shoulder throw that he caught against the Giants. And imagine this. Now you're focused on Brandon Ayuk. You're focused on George Kittle. And you get a one-on-one on the outside with Debo Samuel. And because you have Debo and Brock Purdy, you can absolutely make them pay. Brock Purdy can put this ball right where it needs to be. And Debo's able to create the separation with good, timely route running and knowing where he needs to be on the football field. He gets to the pylon, adjusts to the ball, and it's a touchdown. What an added threat that he has. Now he can do it down the field. Now he can catch back shoulder throws. Now, if you single him up, you have problems in the passing game. Because everyone's known what his effects are with the ball in his hands as far as yards after the catch. Everyone's known what he could do as far as getting the ball in reverse. But now you're having all these different avenues. You have to pay attention to Debo in every aspect of the game. And that's huge because Debo Samuel becoming a complete wide receiver takes this 49ers offense to another level. Now, I think Brock Purdy has had a big effect on Debo Samuel's abilities to make big-time plays because Debo used to be kind of caught in a box. Yeah, he could run screens and he could affect the game in motion and he could catch footballs over the middle, and nobody catches footballs over the middle like Debo. The physicality, the ability to break tackles, the yards after the catch, that's all Debo. But now you've got added aspects to the game. Now he can win outside the numbers with back shoulder throws. He can make plays down the field. Debo Samuel is a complete wide receiver. What that does is put pressure on the defense. Oh, used to be you could man up Debo on the outside, and as long as you kept good coverage, he couldn't beat you vertically. Well, not anymore. He has the ability now to beat you vertically, just like he did to the Seattle Seahawks in the game at home. He went deep. He ran right past and through Jamal Adams and gets the big-time touchdown. Debo Samuel now having this part means you have to worry about Debo in all aspects of the game. So not only can he affect the game when he doesn't have the ball in his hands, not only can he make big-time catches and take him to the house with yards after the catch, but now he can catch the ball down the field. You need a back shoulder? No problem. You need to go over the top? No problem. Debo Samuel's going to have a huge effect on the NFC Championship game. Debo Samuel has a huge effect on what the 49ers want to do on offense. It's huge. I mean, we went through this list, and it was real easy to see how good Debo Samuel has been for the 49ers. So when I put up the graphic, and it shows an extra yard per attempt, and it shows how much better Brock's QBR is with him on the field, or how much he affects the run game, it's because his motion affects the run game. His ability with the ball in his hands affects the run game. The worry of the backside part of a defense that he could run a reverse influences the run game. The fact that he can move players with his motion to open up tight ends and wide receivers affects the passing game. His effect to be an outlet and get the ball and create when there was nothing there for the offense. The defense did a good job. That's huge. The ability to be able to catch the ball on screen passes and get first downs on third and long, or to house call him, and absolutely change a game. Those things are huge. And now he can go back shoulder in the end zone. He can make plays down the sideline, and he can go vertical if you give him the opportunity. Debo Samuel is going to have a huge effect, and he does every single year. There's a reason he accounts for over 1,000 yards from scrimmage, because of the things he can do in the run game and the pass game. But if you started totaling on all the things that he does that affect the game, I think it would be astronomical. Yes, the 49ers have great talent and they have great players, and Christian McCaffrey has a huge effect as well. But the effect that Debo Samuel has on every single one of those players, Brandon Ayuk is better when Debo's on the field. George Kittle is better when Debo's on the field. Christian McCaffrey's better when Debo's on the field. Brock Purdy is better when Debo's on the field. And guess what? Kyle Shanahan's offense is better with Debo on the field. I hope you guys all enjoyed this episode, The Debo Effect. Let me know what you think about it in the comment section down below. Like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. I'm on that push for 5K. And, of course, this episode was brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts. You guys are the best. I can't wait for Debo to affect the NFC Championship game. The main event is here. It's C.J. Gardner-Johnson versus Debo Samuel. Ding, ding. What we've all been waiting for. Of course, my game preview show will still be coming your way. Be on the lookout for that. I'm going to give a lot of key matchups. I'm going to go into Wow, That's Bold predictions. And I'm also going to give my picks for who's going to win this game. Of course, if you want even more content, head on over to Patreon. There's standalone shows over there. Go check those things out. But I'll catch you guys in the next one. Until then, stay safe. And remember, the right way is always the 49ers way.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.